USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is lowering estimates of COVID-19 Omicron cases throughout the United States. The agency originally estimated Omicron accounted for 73% of cases last week, and now have brought that number down to 58%. The Delta variant is responsible for nearly all of the other cases in the country. A new poll is proving there's a divide when it comes to certain political issues. According to a UMass Amherst poll, 71% of Republicans think President Biden's election victory was illegitimate. As the one-year anniversary approaches, they continue to blame Democrats, Antifa, the FBI, and Capitol Police for the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The nationwide poll of 1,000 people was conducted earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden's chief medical advisor has some advice for you on New Year's Eve.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he recommends that people stay away from large New Year's Eve gatherings where they don't know the vaccination status of guests. He told CNN that the severity of Omicron is diminishing, but says he is worried about the number of cases.
But the sheer volume of cases that we're seeing now, yesterday we had 214,000 cases, even with a diminution in severity, we still could have a surge on hospitals, particularly among the unvaccinated, which they were really worried about.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau. I'm Brad Bernards.
2021 saw a massive drop in cable news viewership without President Trump in the White House. Weekday primetime viewership dropped 38% at CNN, 34% at Fox News Channel, and 25% at MSNBC, according to the Nielsen Company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Chad Isaac, the man convicted of fatally stabbing and shooting four people back in 2019 at RJR Maintenance and Management in North Dakota, is sentenced to multiple life prison terms without the possibility of parole on Tuesday. Judge David Reich handing down the sentence.
As to the murder of William Cobb, I'm going to sentence you to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. That sentence will run consecutive to the sentence in count one. I believe that is the only way that justice can be given for each individual victim in this case.
Isaac was also found guilty of burglary and unlawful entry. He denies the killings. Over the Christmas weekend in Chicago, two people were killed and 23 were wounded, including an 11-year-old boy, in citywide shootings. Keith Thornton Jr. is a police dispatcher. He posted a video to Facebook on Christmas Eve slamming Mayor Lori Lightfoot as well as Superintendent of Police David Brown for failing to support the force.
It's outrageous, and I'm not happy. When you say Chicago, people are afraid. It was like it's a death zone. Several of my officers who texted me, and said that they were scared. They're tired of this nonsense. They have no backing, and they're scared of being out there by themselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.